Nerd Soul.
Woo! Late, okay, at one, y'all, so holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of Nerd Soul Gaming, and we are continuing the superpowered list from my man Randy on Twitter. You can check that link, of course, down below. And today we're going to be talking about Black Panther versus Luke Cage versus Static versus Green Lantern. And who do we keep? You know, who lasts? Who wins? Who takes the cake? Sadly, I gotta say that I think easily, Luke Cage takes your boy. I know people are gonna be mad about this. I think, people are not gonna like this. All right, it's not my fault, y'all. All right, it's not my fault. I think that Luke Cage takes Static. Static's a kid, you know, and I think he might be out of his league just dealing with, you know, someone of the caliber of a Luke Cage. You know, Luke Cage has been in the game, he's had his fix the cuffs and all that, you know. I don't see Static being able to handle him. But with that said, I don't think that Luke Cage is a match at all for Jon Stewart. So easily, I think that Jon Stewart takes your boy Luke Cage super duper well. You know, not even really, it ain't even a question on this one. I think Jon Stewart easily handles Luke Cage. Way too many weapons. The limit of the imagination. I just think it's too easy for him. And I think the fight is extremely short. Now you get in the realm of some interesting matchup with, of course, T'Challa and Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart and T'Challa, I think, is a very interesting matchup, considering, you know, how well prepared we've seen your boy T'Challa be. And I think we've seen T'Challa be way more prepared for situations in general than we've seen your boy Jon Stewart. So much so that I would say that Jon Stewart coming up against someone like T'Challa actually puts him in a very weird and interesting place, where I think, you know, because we've seen T'Challa handle people that, you know, have mental powers, or, well, not really mental powers, but, you know, where their powers kind of, you know, are the limit of their imagination. He has outthought many opponents, in recent memory. Well, not really recent memory, but I mean, you know, homie had the gauntlet, Namor, how he dealt with, the Skrull invasion. You know, there's many times when people thought they kind of had his number, you know, and he easily outfoxed them. I think this is kind of a slam dunk for T'Challa, and something that starts out looking like an interesting bout ends up being one of those bouts where you're like, oh, T'Challa had him the whole time. kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? And not to diss Jon Stewart. I just think that Jon Stewart might be slightly out of his league on this one. Now, you guys might be like, yo, man, you bugging. But I think T'Challa takes this one, and it's interesting how he wins. I think he ends up outthinking Jon Stewart, or getting Jon Stewart to use the wrong construct. I think that's how we see T'Challa, you know, kind of take him down. You know, maybe tricking Jon Stewart into thinking that, you know, T'Challa isn't as mentally adept as he really is. And I think that's where this one lands. I think we end up with T'Challa. Randy should be ashamed of himself for making us choose between all three of these characters, because all of them are awesome. But you know, I guess you gotta do what you gotta do, right? You know what I'm saying? What can you do? So when it comes to a situation like this, all I can say is, yeah, I gotta go with T'Challa. Easy. I think T'Challa either gets him to use the wrong construct, or gets him to, you know, gets him to drop his guard. Also, I don't think Jon Stewart really has the killing instinct that I think T'Challa has. I think T'Challa has a killer instinct that people don't really think about and disregard. And they sleep on that. But, you know, your boy T'Challa is... He's a beast in the paint when he needs to be. There's been many times when he's caught people slipping, and I think this is one of those situations where Jon Stewart just ain't ready. You know what I'm saying? So guys, holler at me. I'm gonna holler at you down in them comments. Let's talk, of course, the one, the only T'Challa. Can T'Challa, or is T'Challa your pick? Is he the one that, you know, is your pick for all of these? You know, is he the one that comes out on top out of all of these four? For me, yes. You know what I'm saying? I must admit, I don't see any other reason, you know, I just don't see any other reason to pick anyone else. The review for Superman Red Son, to my right. A-R-C-K-A-T-R-O-N.
Oh, spelling out this time. Hello, people, YouTube world, Nerd Soul world, Nerd Soul gaming world. Yeah, we up in here.
Yeah.
You know who I be and who I got to my left.
That would be the incomparable. No, I'm just playing. Nerd Soul, N-E-R-D-S-O-U-L. Let's get this started, because this movie is now available on digital.
Official. Get it right now.
You know what I'm saying? World premiere. So, we're going to review this movie for like about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Non-spoiler. Yeah. After that, we're going to get into spoilers.
Spoil it.
Yeah. So, how do you feel coming out of the theater after seeing it and seeing some of the panel as well?
It was good. I knew nothing. I knew slightly about the story. Mm-hmm. Never knew like how, what, like fully like about the characters like that.
True,
they included in. But it was really good to see like a different take on these characters.
Oh, okay,
that's
okay.
Why I did like that part.
Yeah, it's all good. For me, I've never read that story, but it just seemed so different. And not even the fact that, you know, Superman grew up in Soviet Union, but just so different as far as how serious the film was.
It
didn't seem to have the lightheartedness that some of the animated films do in the DC universe. This one is serious.
It reminds me of the one that I was talking about, the Flashpoint Paradox. It seemed like a very serious one too. It didn't have any like, was there any humor in that movie at all?
Not really.
People, like, was getting, real people was getting murked in that
movie. People got murked in this movie.
That's what I'm trying to say. It had the same tone, I felt like. Yeah. Like, it was kind of like the same anime, same storytellers. Like, it was very adult.
Yeah. Now, you might already know about the cast list of people that are doing the voices, but the cast is stacked, and they come to play in this. Like, everybody's voicing is on point. Shouts to Phil Lamar. Shouts to Phil Morris. Shouts to Jason Isaacs, Amy Acker, Autumn. Like, yo, this joint came through, yo. Like, their voices... you know, the anger, the emotion, all that stuff. Even the compassion when it came to stuff like Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman and Superman scenes.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Really shine, man. Really shine. I'm surprised and satisfied with this one.
Okay.
So, any other thoughts you have on it before we get spoiled?
Oh, yeah. I got to make sure I don't spoil nothing beforehand.
Yeah.
The other thoughts is that, I thought, like, the direction of it, the music, and like, just the overall, like, what it was pretty good. It was well thought out, had things in mind, current stuff that's going on in this country and other stuff in the world.
Yeah.
I had that in mind, even though it's a kind of a period piece, but then it kind of goes forward a little bit in time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool to see that, like, kind of, like, reflection of what's going on in the current state of affairs in this world.
Yeah, and you have a lot of characters that are kind of just trying to do the best they can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
to
yeah,
a certain degree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But guys, now we're going to spoil it. So it's spoiler warning, you have been warned.
Spoilers.
Yo, that fight between Superior Superman
and Superman,
and when he started getting all like
juiced up, like juiced bizarro up, juiced
like,
up. He started look like kind of like how Deacon Frost looked in Blade. Especially when he got pumped with that stuff or whatever. He's
yeah,
like,
the blood.
But then, why has one leg get buffed up? I guess he had bad circulation that one leg.
Yeah, bad circulation.
So no blood, no juice went to that, that leg.
No juice went down.
That one leg was all small. That's what it reminded me of. Like he was just blowing up, because you know, like Lex was like, "Yo, push it, keep pushing him."
Yeah, and the fact that even you saw that moment with Lois and him where she was like, you're turning into something that, you know, like, you know, I don't want to be with. I don't want to be around.
I think that's the point where I missed the flash, the moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't right after that.
Because he had the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, after that, I thought Lois was about to leave him. Like, all right, she gone. But then they fast forward. I missed that. I must have blinked.
He busted the full baldy, so it was all good.
Yeah.
I did like how Brainiac still played everything smooth
to the end.
You know, he played on Superman's, because Superman honestly was trying to do the best. The beginnings of his intentions were like, yo, I can make this a better world for all of us.
Yeah.
I can make it where it's fair for everybody and everybody's happy. And even Brainiac was telling the stats, like, you know, infant mortality is lower and stuff.
It makes me think of what if, like, the Superman that we know and whatever over the years, what if he just, like, when he was... Because really, it was Svetlana's idea to go with the government.
Yeah, because he wasn't really going to say
nothing. What if the Superman in America just went with the government when he was young like that?
Man.
What would it be the results of that?
Yeah, because it's not like the U.S. government
is... It would probably be the same situation where, like, he would probably kill off the president and it's like, I'm running this thing. I want to see that simulation. I would like to see that simulation of, like,
yeah, because Superman killed Stalin for real.
Yeah, he killed him very, very.
Disintegrated that
Homelander style. For anyone who watched The Boys,
yeah, yeah,
very
no
Homelander
disintegration.
Style. Yeah, like you got to go, bro.
Yo, man, he got rid of him.
Didn't give me no chance either, man. No chance, man, to turn it around. Like he gave other people. He gave Batman a chance. Mm. Batman blew himself up.
You know who didn't have a chance? The Green Lanterns.
Nah, he didn't kill him off.
No, but I'm just saying they didn't have a chance. Like they was getting kind of tossed for a second.
No, I think
they did put him in the little box.
But that's all because of Mr. Thanos messed the whole thing up.
Wonder Woman came through.
Little Prince Diana.
She was like, stop fighting everybody.
Yeah, so she messed it up for everybody. For messed up for the men.
Yeah,
but she was about that woman life.
Yeah, she was about that woman life hardness. And they definitely gave her a large platform in this one to speak about, like, how men mess everything up and, you know, like, men are starting to wars.
I would like to see that simulation too in this world if things would switch, like women president, women everything.
Yeah.
I want to see that world because we've seen the men world for a long time.
Yeah.
We've seen
I've seen a woman world to a certain degree in the corporate setting.
Yeah.
It gets interesting.
Okay. In what kind of way, sir?
All the problems are not fixed.
Okay.
There's definitely animosity, but women hate on each other differently.
Okay.
In a very different way.
Well, I worked in an office with 22 women, so I'm interested. I know something.
It's a very the hateration is much different than,
it's definitely
than different. Men hateration.
Yeah, because I think men hateration is more like it's more because men can't really some men can't express themselves.
Yeah.
So kind of gets to a boiling point.
Yeah.
A fever pitch where
it's physical.
And then it's physical. Yeah.
Like women are always like messing like with each other's hands.
Sly comments. Sly comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little sly talk. People think, oh, you're talking about me. Like, no, yeah. I just said something. And you just took it the wrong way. True. It's a lot of like little nitpicky things. But like, well, men's more like we're charging up.
What you saying?
We're like charging up like guile ready for the sonic boom. Like for the special move, like it's like we don't really like let it out like
yeah,
that.
So
I feel it'd be an interesting world if like women were in charge of like you know the country in certain aspects.
Yeah,
because I think men have had it for too long.
It'd be interesting to see how that runs, how that works.
Men been messing up for a long time. Y'all kind of been running us into the ground.
She was like, y'all need to stop.
Yeah.
Sit down. She turned into everybody's mom before it's like,
and then
she just flew off.
But she had the gray hair to match it though. She was like a good grandma now. Like,
and then Superman swung on her and she was just like,
oh, another
big
thing.
Big debate.
That Batman ain't as smart as the one in America though.
Yo,
cause the real Batman,
Russian Batman is not playing games though.
He's not playing games, but I think that the end where he had he could have come on, bro.
She just.
No, not even that. But like, yeah, he should have did that though.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a movie. I guess you can't kill the main character. Yeah. I mean, you can kill the main character. But
they did kill mad people though.
They killed mad.
And they showed blood splattered all over.
But this ain't WB
kids.
And they didn't shy away from when people like when they was doing the battles, like, especially when the Superior Superman came around and they was fighting.
Yeah, because
they
Superman
showed people
saw,
really getting crampled.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, all this fighting they've been doing on land, like, ain't nobody dying. Nobody getting no car trampled on them.
It was nice to show Superman take the fight away from the city.
Where did it go? Did it go to the moon or something? Where did it go?
Nah, he just punched them out to where some mountains or something.
Oh, okay. So I thought they was on the moon. I thought they went up. I guess it went up and over.
Well, I mean, he was like, click, click.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they went to the moon or something. Like, they on the moon, man?
Oh, man.
The moon got mad mountains on it. I didn't know that.
It's the moon, man. Shouts to Kid Cudi. So besides that, I think my favorite part of this film regarding Superman is that moment when he tries to look under the ground and he sees his leg.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it hits him. He's like,
they hiding something.
Y'all been lying to me all these years. You know what I'm saying? And it's tough, man. There's a line in Altered Carbon where it says like, the truth shall set you free. Unless you've been living a lie for X amount of time, then the truth will tear you apart. Mm. And I think the truth tore him apart. When he killed Stalin, he lost something.
Mm.
I do think he tried, you know, because I do think that man was trying. Superman was trying. Lex was even trying. But, you know, there's too much emotion and pain behind it to where they couldn't get it right.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But favorite moment for you?
Favorite moment for me was when she broke them up. Like she
yeah.
And she like, nah, I'm gonna set these new rules. We queens gonna be on this island and y'all can just ward on y'all.
Yeah.
Leave us alone. Y'all ain't gonna see me again.
Y'all ain't never gonna see me again.
Never gonna see us again.
He tried to hit, she was like,
yeah, that part too. He's like, come on. Come on, really?
She's like, I'm Wonder Woman.
Come
she's
on.
Like, look, this ain't gonna be no Superior Superman.
Sir, I'm Wonder Woman.
Gonna be a little
Woman.
Different.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't sleep.
Don't sleep. I got power too.
I came back with the white hair.
Yeah, I got power. I thought when she got the white hair, she was like crippled. Like, she was like old
well,
Wonder
she
Woman.
Had to, get a rejuvenation.
She went back to the island, got a juice back?
Yeah, she got.
All right. And she had a new lasso, too.
Yeah.
How did you do that? I thought she was like her psyche or whatever.
Well,
what
I don't know. Hippolyta probably.
I had a lot of questions, though.
Weaved her a new joint. I don't know.
Just
man.
Like that whole, the whole world being.
Oh, the Bottle City?
Yeah,
Well, Brainiac did that to. Is it the Bottle City of Kandar? Kodar
they took that
or something
from
like
something?
That?
It was,
yeah,
it was,
like, he did that on the real version of Superman, too.
Brainiac
and
y'all
let me know. It's like Kodar,
all them,
Kandar,
all them, like, robots,
whatever,
Brainiac, Nimrod, Ultron, they all trash,
yeah,
yo.
Look, stop making robots, all right, because it's not going to work out.
Yo, them robots is trash, all of them, especially Nimrod. He's
Man,
trash.
Nimrod ain't no good.
He's trash.
So, guys, that's how we feel about the movie. You ready for a rating?
Yeah. You can rate first.
I'll rate first. I really like this one. Even though it's an Elseworlds, I really enjoyed this. I'm gonna put this at a solid 3.75.
Oh yeah, we're doing threes. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, five stars. Yeah. So out of five stars, 3.75. Very close to four. Like super close to four. But I enjoyed this one, man. The voice acting, the music was on point. Man, I don't know if it has the replay value like Flashpoint Paradox does, but this is a very serious film that has a lot of weight to it, and I think it's worth a watch.
Mm. I would give it 3.5 too. Yeah, close to maybe 3.75. You know mm-hmm. me, I'm always like fractioning out my numbers.
gotta hit
3.75 is probably a good number for me. Yeah, I think so, because I feel like I did miss some. Well, I missed some points with like the moving forward, but I mm-hmm. felt overall acting great.
Yeah.
The direction was great. Music was great. The animation obviously was great too. I just felt like it needed like one more thing, and it could be like super. It'd be like super.
Yeah,
good.
I think
to push it over the edge. Not taking anything away from it. I feel it was really, really good.
Yeah, like, not that the movie's
like
bad.
It's pretty good. Pretty good is like right next to great.
Yeah,
for me.
So it's like
good,
this,
pretty good,
this joint
great.
Is high. This joint is high for us. So it's like, guys, holler at us. We're gonna holler at you. Down in the comments, let's talk Superman Red Sun. I enjoy it. Have you seen it yet? If you haven't seen it, you know what I'm saying? You go check it. If you have seen it, let's talk about it. So to my right, tell them where you from.
I'm from New Jersey.
Well, tell them who you is.
Went to Philly.
Where you from, and then
now I'm in Cali.
Yeah.
Today we have the one, the only, Betsy Braddock. That's right. Psylocke going up against the Wonder Twins, Hawkeye, either one, or Huntress. So with this list, of course, like all of them, big shout out to Randy on Twitter doing his thing. And of course, the deal is that we can only keep one. Only one wins out of this. So how does it play out? This is a tough one. Because there's a couple of people on here that I think are dope, but nevertheless, dope or not, you've got to go, you got to go, you got to go. Let me see, I'd say this. I think, I want to say the Wonder Twins handle Huntress easily. I think they take care of Huntress. Huntress isn't a super hard job for them. You know what I'm saying? I don't think she's, you know, tough for them to handle. I think that's enough. They can take her. And actually, I'd say the Wonder Twins handle Hawkeye as well. Now, of course, kind of like I said, it's a little unfair. There's two of them. And they are the Wonder Twins. It's not like they're the, you know, the homework twins. You know what I'm saying? But with that said, I think they take Hawkeye. I think the Hawkeye one is tough though. In my estimation, Hawkeye actually takes out one of the Wonder Twins before they actually win the bout with him. So, you know, I'll give him that much props, you know what I'm saying? So we'll say, you know, Hawkeye, you know, does take a L, you know, Hawkeye takes a L, but in taking that L, you know, he is able to best one of the Wonder Twins. So he bests one of the Wonder Twins, one remains. Who should remain? That's a good question. Actually, you know what? I don't think, regardless of the one that remains, I'm going to say this. It doesn't matter which one remains because Psylocke has the killer instinct that I don't think the Wonder Twins have. I think only Hawkeye, in this list, Huntress falls short for me. I think both Kate and Clint and Kate both have the both Clint and Kate have the killer instinct, but with only one person with true killer instinct being left, in my opinion, being of course Betsy Braddock, I have to give this match to Betsy Braddock. I'm gonna keep Psylocke. I like Clint. I like Kate a lot, but I don't think that I don't think the Wonder Twins can hang. Or, well, I say one of the Wonder Twins can hang. You know. Yeah, so I'm gonna roll it like that. I think the Wonder Twins handle Huntress. Out of handling Huntress, the Wonder Twins go on to take take Hawkeye. Let's say it's Kate. Clint, Kate, either one. But he's, you know, or Kate is able to handle both, one of them, but, you know, not both of them. But, you know, she's able to best one of them. So there's, of course, only one left. With that said, you know, you still got one Wonder Twin. And one Wonder Twin is not enough for Psylocke. So with that said, Psylocke takes this easy peasy. A whole bunch of animated series like we did before. This time, we're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, SWAT Cats, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, or Transformers. Only one can stay. So in this case, of course, all of these have had like multiple iterations. So, you know, it's hard to say, you know, which one really wins, unless you're gonna go, well, SWAT Cats had one iteration, I believe, but I might be tripping. So which one goes first? For me, SWAT Cats has to go. I'm sorry, SWAT Cats just ain't got the staying power for me, man. They were fun to watch, but I don't think they got the staying power, man. Like, I can't roll with them. I don't think they got the staying power, and it's a waste of time to even put them in this list of other properties that have been able to, you know, do their thing. And, you know, we got them playing with the big dogs. I feel like they're out of their league in this one, and it's a little unfair to even kind of put them in this list. Not that they were whack. I watched them. I enjoyed them. But come on, bruh. Like, we talking about shows that have had, like, you know, four or five iterations, as opposed to their, like, one, you know, maybe like one season show or something. It's like, come on, man. You just can't compare. Now, next up that I'm gonna get rid of. I'm sorry, yo. I'm sorry. I enjoyed them for a time too, but Power Rangers gotta go, yo. Power Rangers gotta be out, man. I can't mess with them, yo. Power Rangers, I just can't. Power Rangers, come on, man. It's Power Rangers. They're corny. They're cheesy. And they've been cheesy for a very long time. There are some cool fight scenes from time to time. I miss Zach. I know all about Hip Hop Keto, but let's be for real. It's just not the flavor, man. It's really not the flavor. So with that said, we only got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Transformers left. Now see, this is where it gets hard. Because both of these series have had many iterations. You know what I'm saying? Many iterations. So it's hard to just be like, oh, you know, we're just going to get rid of one. Because, you know, we could look at either one and say, well, look at how many shows have spawned since. You know what I'm saying? So this one's a tough one. But I'm gonna err on the side of shows that have been, ooh, this is gonna hurt. I'm gonna err this on side of shows that actually were better in their first iteration. Because they've had iterations that have been good since, you know, their first version. But the very first iteration, when they first hit the scene, who was popping? Who was popping like crazy? Turtles weren't popping like that. Turtles was kind of
they were popping, but they were cheesy too. You know what I'm saying? Don't Sleep, you know, we all loved them, but they was cheesy. But G1 though, that G1 was serious. That G1 was real. You know what I'm saying? And the movie, bruh, come on, man. You can't talk to me about that movie, son. Come on, man. Like, let's be for real now. Like, that movie was real drama. Like, they killed Optimus Prime. But I mean, even with the show, all of G1, straight flit aims. The first iteration of the Turtles actually was kind of cheesy. I mean, I guess you could say in a good way, but the weight wasn't there like it was with Transformers. Now, not to say that I don't enjoy me a good turtle here and there, but I can't pretend, you know what I'm saying? I can't pretend like, you know what I'm saying? I just can't pretend like I'm down with the Turtles more than Transformers, man. I just can't. It's Transformers easily. It's almost not even fair how easy this one is for me. The Turtles are just, you know, they just got cheesy. That first movie was hot, you know what I'm saying? The first movie was definitely hot, but you know, Turtles, first season of Turtles versus G1, bruh, come on, man. Not even close, son. It ain't even a question up in this joint right now. Like, y'all tripping if you think it's worth even trying to compare or contrast those shows where they're in a decent light. I think when you start counting in the extra, you know, the extra ancillary shows, you know, with stuff like Beast Wars and stuff, I think in the long run, Transformers has better shows than Turtles. I think Turtles are fun, more fun than Transformers, as far as, you know, being like, you know, whimsical, wacky at times. But man, Transformers definitely, especially with the new coming stuff they got, you know, and then also Turtles kind of messed up themselves with that whole kind of like Michael Bay Turtles that didn't really hit like it should have. Like, it should have been that hotness, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know the deal. You saw it. I saw it. Come on. So, guys, holler at me. I'm going to holler at you. This list, Transformers for me. SWATCast ain't it. Mighty Morphin ain't it. Turtles ain't it. It's got to be Transformers. Multiple iterations that were heat. Straight flit aims. So, of course, if you want to fight it out, holler at me in them comments and I will get back with you. But until then, peace. We'll be right back.